Hey everyone. Welcome back to the Overthinking Override, your daily dose of mental clarity with me, your favorite overthinker turned life coach, Laura Bennett. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super juicy, cultivating positive thoughts and emotions. Now, I know what you're thinking, Laura, positive vibes, easy peasy. But trust me, it's more than just slapping on a smile and chanting everything is rainbows. We're going to explore real strategies, actionable steps, and yes, maybe even a sprinkle of that good all Laura humor to help us shift our mindset from doom scrolling to blooming beautiful. Ever feel like your thoughts are running wild, dragging you down faster than a toddler on a sugar high? You know that feeling when your mind's playing a constant loop of what ifs and but what about? Yeah, been there, done that multiple times. But the good news is, we can learn to tame those pesky thought patterns and replace them with some seriously empowering ones. Ready to unlock the secret sauce for cultivating positive thoughts and emotions? Buckle up, buttercup, because here are 5 game-changing takeaways. 1. Become a thought detective. Imagine your mind as a bustling city. There are streets of happy thoughts, alleys of worries, and neon signs flashing with negativity. The first step is becoming a thought detective, observing those patterns without judgment. Ask yourself, is this thought serving me? Is it true? Or is it just that inner critic screaming at the top of its lungs? By noticing these thought triggers, you can start to dismantle them one by one. 2. Practice gratitude like it's your superpower. I'm not talking about a cheesy Instagram post here, though those are great too. I mean truly cultivating an attitude of gratitude. Make a daily list 5 things, big or small, that you're grateful for. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a hilarious meme your friend sent, it all counts. This shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already amazing in your life. 3. Embrace the art of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, people. Treat yourself with the same warmth and understanding you'd offer a close friend going through a rough patch. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. You're human, not a robot programmed for perfection. 4. Fuel your body and mind. Ever notice how you feel sluggish when your body is craving nourishment? The same goes for our mental state. Eating wholesome foods, getting enough sleep, and incorporating movement into your day can work wonders for your emotional well-being. Think of it as giving your mind the fuel it needs to thrive. 5. Seek inspiration like a thirsty plant. Surround yourself with positive influences, books, podcasts, music, people who lift you up and inspire you to be your best self. Remember, you're a magnet for what you put out there. So choose to attract positivity like crazy. Let me tell you about this time I was stressing over a project deadline, feeling like I had a million things on my plate. My brain was racing, thoughts swirling like a tornado, and I was convinced I wouldn't get it done. Sound familiar? But then I stopped, took a deep breath, and reminded myself of something important. Laura, you got this. I put on some upbeat music, grabbed a cup of tea because tea is always the answer, and started breaking down the project into smaller, manageable tasks. Slowly but surely, the panic subsided, replaced by a sense of calm focus. I even managed to find time for a quick walk outside, fresh air does wonders. By changing my mindset and taking action, I turned that stressful situation around. So remember, cultivating positive thoughts and emotions isn't about ignoring life's challenges, it's about equipping ourselves with the tools to navigate them with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of positivity. You have the power within you to create your own inner oasis. Stop planting those seeds today. We can all use a little extra positivity in our lives, right? So how are you going to put these strategies into action? Share your thoughts, ideas, or even your biggest wins with me on social media using #TheOverthinkingOverride. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. It helps other amazing people like you find this little pocket of positivity in the world. See you tomorrow for another dose of mental clarity.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.